This slide came a result. I got this as a result of a there's a guy named that I knew in the Bay Area that there was a bunch of us got together on Tuesday nights during daylight saving time. The Oakland Hills do some runs and have burgers and barbecue afterwards. And my name is Brian Maxwell, and some of you guys may and gals may know him. Brian was one of the founders of Power Bar, which he developed. Brian was into cooking stuff, particularly sourdough bread competitions. That he'd have problems on long distance runs with nutrition and so on, and he trying to come up with something to that he could eat that was palatable, that he could keep down on these long runs. And that's where Power Bars came from. But anyway, Brian did a little coaching for me. I was still in my marathoning days, hadn't gotten into the ultras yet. And I was running 240 something marathons, and I wanted to see if I could get under 230. Brian suggested speed work to go the track, sprint the straights, and then jog or walk the turn. And it really helped a lot. All of a sudden, I dropped several minutes off my marathon time, got down under 6 minute per mile pace. But what I learned, because I was hunting then, was that it was a great way to adapt to higher elevation. Now, I live at 5,300 feet now, but I lived at 500 feet when I was living in the Bay Area. So going to 7,000, 8,000, 9,000 feet on a hunt was a big deal. And I highly recommend sprinting. You have a tracker, but most people got a high school tracker out. But if you don't, just go telephone pole to telephone pole or something like that. Sprint the straights and jog or walk the turns. First time I did that, I think I did 24 reps, which is insane. It was about, I'd buy a 3 mile run down to the high school track, and I ran those reps. And then it was like 3 miles home, and I was feeling on the way home. When I got home after about a half an hour, I could barely walk. My knees were like, my legs were like rubber. I mean, I was really, my legs were shaking. But I went back about 4 or 5 days later, way better results. I recommend get out to the track maybe 4 to 5 weeks before you're going to go up on your elk hunt or sheep hunt or whatever. And you only need to do this a couple times a week for about 3 weeks. It will make an amazing difference in your ability to acclimate. Stop and think about it. What are you doing when you're sprinting? You're anaerobic. And anaerobic means without oxygen. But what happens when you go from sea level or 1,000 feet, you know, if you live in the Midwest, to 7,000 or 8,000 feet? You're without oxygen. So you're training your body to function and adapt to the lower oxygen levels. There's a reason the USA Olympic team trains in Colorado Springs, because it's 7,000 feet. That's why they train in Colorado Springs. So that's a tremendous way to help adapt to the altitude. I see that on the elk forum a lot. Hey, you know, how do I do this? And the Diamox part comes up. But I think that's the best way I know to do it, is to do that. Now, when I was in the Bay Area, you know, you're heading to the Rockies. So basically, I just get on I-80, and I drive to Park City, which is just, you know, 20, 30 miles east of Salt Lake City. It's also 7,000 feet. And I spend the night in a hotel in Park City, and the first thing I do when I got checked in is I go out and do a 3-5, 7-mile run. Amazing how much that helped acclimate to the actual altitude that I was at. Highly recommend. Moose, you just talked about getting there early. That was kind of a version of getting there early, and I thought that helped a lot. Another thing is, I like